From its roots in philosophy and physiology, psychology is now often known as the science of the mind. Psychology is not only a science and a profession, but its concepts can also be used in everyday life. Studying psychology will provide you with greater knowledge of feelings, abilities, and personalities. Most students also find that they gain a greater satisfaction within their job, their family, and social life. In this module, we will examine the evolution and history of psychology as a science and profession. You will also learn about the key themes in psychology, its applications in various professional settings, and how to improve your critical thinking skills. History of psychology. Psychology has developed from its philosophical origins into a modern science. The term psychology comes from two Greek words, psyche, meaning the soul, and logos, representing the study of a subject. It's a term that emerged in the 18th century to refer to the study of the mind. Throughout history, many disciplines and schools of thought have shaped the science we now know as psychology. The founder of psychology, Wilhelm Wundt. The historical authenticity of psychology is complex and has been influenced by philosophy and physiology since ancient times. However, it is Wilhelm Wundt who has traditionally been known as the founder of psychology, due to his successful launch of the Institute for Experimental Psychology at the University of Leipzig in Germany in 1879. This was the first formal laboratory dedicated to psychology research, creating an academically and socially recognized science. Until then, psychology had been practiced through philosophical speculation, but Wundt transferred it into the laboratory. He also founded the first journal in experimental psychology. Wundt's interest in science emerged from physiological research and his study of medicine. He proclaimed an alliance between two sciences to create a new science that merged the scientific methodology of physiology with the speculation of the conscious mind proposed by philosophy, to give rise to an independent speciality, the scientific study of conscious experience. Wundt believed that conscious mental states could be scientifically studied using introspection. Wundt's distinguished introspection was a highly practiced form of self-examination. He trained his students to make observations that were biased by personal interpretation or previous exposure, and utilize the results to develop a theory of conscious thought. In Wundt's final publication, completed in the year of his death, 1920, Wundt shaped the other important ingredient to the study of people in laboratories, the study of people in society. An important contributor to the rapid growth of psychology in America, G. Stanley Hall, 1846 to 1924, briefly studied under Wundt. Toward the end of the 19th century, he established America's first psychology research laboratory at Johns Hopkins University, 1883, and later launched America's first psychology journal. He was also the driving force behind the establishment of the American Psychological Association, APA, and was its first elected president. Structuralism versus functionalism. Competing schools of thought have always been in existence in scientific fields of study. In psychology, the first two major schools of thought were structuralism and functionalism. Englishman Edward B. Titchener, who studied under Wundt and earned his degree through Wundt's Leipzig laboratory, brought his own adaptation to psychology when he immigrated to the United States in 1892. Titchener's approach was based on the presumption that all human psychological experience could be broken down into simple processes or elements. To reveal the underlying structure of the mind, Titchener used the experiment